This is a BloomerBoomer.com podcast with host Andy Asher.
Well, hi, everyone. I hope your week is going okay. Now, one of the sections we have here at Double B is what we call the second act. Now, it's what many of us are doing as we are winding down one part of our life and looking at what's next. Well, today's guest is really an amazing guy. His name is Enon Weiss. Now, he is an Army Special Forces officer, no less, Harvard Business School grad, and someone who just now is into a second act. But here's the twist to the story. He helps others pursue their next act. Now, the name of his company is Rally Point. Enon, you know, it's such a pleasure to have you today.
Sure, Enon. Thanks for having me. The idea for Rally Point came after I left active duty. So I served 10 years on active duty, and then went to business school. And when I left active duty, there was a disconnect between the community I just came from and the community that I was now joining. Being in the military for 10 years, wearing the uniform every day, the same uniform every day for 10 years, and then all of a sudden leaving to go into the private sector was a big change. And the military community was something I very much missed. And there wasn't really a tool that I felt that gave me the same sense of connection and belonging that I had in the military. And Rally Point was created for two purposes. One was to help those who have left the military or are in different parts of the military stay connected with their friends and their colleagues, and also to help them professionally as they transition either through different jobs in the military or to civilian life afterwards.
So that feeling of change, you believe, is not unique. It's pretty universal.
Yes. I mean, everybody that has served in the military looks at the military as a very strong affinity and something that they very much identify with. And being in the military, whether somebody's a soldier or a Marine or an airman, is something that is part of their professional identity. And when they take the uniform off, that identity doesn't just go away. And that is something that they carry with them. And Rally Point is a place that gives them an opportunity to engage with their colleagues and former colleagues in a way to still have that identity be appreciated within the community.
So, Enon, how does Rally Point differ from some of the other social media applications?
What Rally Point offers, which is very different, is the ability to connect with people that you have a common bond of service with.
Well, that's fascinating. Well, there are a lot of jumping off points we can go from here, but let's get back to Rally Point in just a moment. But let me just ask you this. What went through your mind as you were about to leave your career in the military and then launch Rally Point?
Sure. That's a great question. So, you know, when I left the military in 2009, I wasn't really sure what I would do in the private sector. I had accomplished everything that I had set out to do in the military, and was looking for the next kind of challenge and opportunity in my career. And that's when I went to Harvard Business School. And at business school is where I started to look at different career opportunities and was very much attracted to entrepreneurship. And so kind of made the decision that working in startups and being, you know, working in a company that's innovative and creating something new was very important to me. And so it was a pretty natural fit for me to take that desire and look for something that I felt that I could have an immediate impact in. And that was serving a community that I understood very well, which was the military.
So I have to ask you this question because I was not in the military. So give me an example or a frame of reference of what it's like to transition from a career in the military to moving into the private sector.
Yeah, I mean, I usually joke around that saying leaving the military and going to civilian life is like moving to a different country and getting a divorce at the same time. It's a very big shift in one's lifestyle. So in the military, somebody puts the same uniform on every day. Everybody that person works with wears the same uniform. They have a common mission. They have a common background and training. They have a common understanding of what their goals are. And there's a real sense of camaraderie and esprit de corps and sense of purpose. And those are the pluses. Obviously, there's negatives, too. But those are the pluses. And when somebody leaves the military, most of that is put behind them. They're put in the private sector. A lot of them have never had a civilian job before, have never written a resume before, have never had a job interview before, have never applied for a job before, for that matter. Don't know how to negotiate salary, don't know how to work in different environments. They are usually in an organization which is not as mission-driven. There's different factors in there. They're changing out not just where they work professionally, but often to a new location, and all their friends that were in the military are now no longer there. It's a big impact on the family. So the spouse that was basically in the military as well as a supporting spouse has to, maybe change jobs, change professions, maybe get a different kind of job to support the family differently. It is a huge, huge change in lifestyle for people who will leave and get out of the military.
All right, some of those questions out of the way. So let's jump back into Rally Point and find out a little bit more about what it does and how it helps people and how others can use it.
So Rally Point is really intended to help everybody be more successful in their life. And so whether that means that it is somebody that is looking to enter the military or somebody that is in the military and looking for career change in the military, or even somebody that is just in the military and has a question about how to be more how to accomplish their professional tasks more effectively and to tap into the knowledge of their peers across the military, across the world, or whether they're changing jobs in the military or whether they're getting out of the military or whether they're a veteran that got out 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago and still have that connection with other veterans and want to look for opportunities to connect with other veterans, either for personal reasons or professional reasons. And so Rally Point is there for all those different cases. And I think what we've seen on the platform is people who enjoy the most are those that are using Rally Point as a way to stay connected and to be part of the community. And then if and when they need something, that community is already there.
And so just one other question about Rally Point. If somebody wants to take advantage of it and use it, how does it work and how much does it cost?
Yeah, another good question. So Rally Point is free for all our service members and veterans and their family members. They can join the site. Anybody can join at rallypoint.com or download the app, and it's free, for them. The way we are supported is by employers, and so we have companies that want to hire military. Some of the descriptions that we had, I brought out earlier in terms of military life, a lot of that connects with being disciplined and focused and mission-driven. Those are a lot of characteristics that employers really value. And so for us, it's a win-win-win because the site's free for our members. We also help find them jobs when they're looking for it, and then we also connect employers with great talent.
You know, just from a business standpoint, it sounds like you've come up with just a really fabulous business concept. So give us an idea of the different types of folks who use your service.
It really varies with the individual. We've seen some people that have recently gotten out of the military, and it's like they never left. They continue to use Rally Point and be on Rally Point as a way of continuing their military persona. We've also seen people that have gotten out of the military and have been out for 10, 15, 20, 30 years and basically put that chapter behind them at a certain point in their life. But every once in a while, they revisit that, and they want to revisit the camaraderie that they had. And so we've seen people that have not really had much interaction at all with the military or the military community for a long time and come back to Rally Point and be able to experience some of that camaraderie that they used to have in the military.
Well, Inan, as we wind down here, and this has been a great great story for people who are seeking their second act, and those in this case, or many of them at least, are coming out of the military, what might be a few tips that you can share for those folks who are listening to this and may join later, but at least they want to take something away from our talk today?
So in terms of tips for transition, I would first say that thinking about transitions in life is not just about leaving the military and getting into the private sector. We all make transitions on a regular basis in our life. Sometimes that's a transition because we are moving from one location to another. Sometimes it's a transition because our kids are going to a different school, or if we're going from one job in the same organization to another job. There's a lot of different transitions we make in our life. It's not just one massive transition, leaving the military. And so if somebody builds a good approach to how they handle every transition, I think they will be better suited for the larger ones. And so I guess the next question is, what would I recommend for handling any transition? And for that, I would say it's building a personal network and having mentors that can help. Other people that have made that transition before you in the past. I think many of us are in a situation where we can use a mentor to help us with a certain transition. And at the same time, we can also be mentors to other people who have gone through the same transitions we have. And so Rally Point allows people to build that network of supporters and mentors before they need it. It's not too late, but it's not the best time to start building that network when you need something. It's best to reach out to people that you respect and that have been in places before you and to form meaningful relationships with them long ahead of time, long ahead before you may need to tap into that network. And then in the same time, you are providing value to those connections yourself. You're helping other people who are going through things that you've already gone through.
And so let's jump back to you, Enon, because you're someone who is doing exactly what you're helping others do. What has it been like in building your business? I'm sure that it's been quite an experience.
Sure. Certainly building a business is a big challenge. And anybody out there that's a small business owner, I think, would appreciate that. And really, anybody that's running a business in general, I think one of the things that I took from the military has definitely affirmed itself in the private sector, and that's the importance of the team that you are able to build around you. I was fortunate to serve in the Special Forces while in the Army, which meant that the caliber of people around me were exceptionally high and very trustworthy and very dependable. And that's something that I think a lot of people in the military take for granted, that their peers in the military have that level of commitment to them. And that's not always the case in the private sector. And so I've worked very hard to build a team at Rally Point that shares the same sense of commitment and shares the same sense of purpose and focus. And I think that definitely ties back to the positive experiences that I had in the military. So we first started thinking about Rally Point a little over 3 years ago. We spent about a year brainstorming and studying the idea and doing surveys and really researching how this could work and whether this could work. And then the platform itself launched on November 2012, so almost 2 years ago.
Well, and for people who want to join, take part in all of this, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, so anybody can go to rallypoint.com or download our Apple iPhone or Android app and begin the process. We ask a couple of simple questions like your branch of service that you served in, your rank, and your military specialty. And we ask those so that we can better recommend to connect, who to connect you with, and so other people in the community can have a little bit of sense of your background. And that's really all one needs to get started. And once they sign up, they'll be immediately presented with other dialogues and discussions from other people like themselves.
Well, very good. Well, anything that you want to add that maybe we should include?
The main thing I want to add is that there's a lot of people who need support in their transition, but there's also a lot of people that have already been successful in that transition. Maybe they have been in the workforce for a while, or maybe they're getting ready to retire themselves. And those people are very much needed on Rally Point as well to be the other side of that equation, to be there for those that are leaving the military and to be there for those who have recently left the military and need that advisor in their life. And so I would highly recommend both people who are looking to connect because they're looking for different answers to their situation, as well as people that have been there successfully and can lend that hand to them.
Well, thank you so much. It's been fascinating, and you've got a great program going.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to our BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts, and you can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Oh, and we encourage you to leave a comment in the podcast reply section. Thanks again.